USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's a midterm election year, and 2024 is not that far away. And the president and his predecessor have been sniping at each other quite a bit in recent days. Yesterday, President Biden criticized the former President Trump for doubting the results of the 2020 election.
He didn't say count the votes. He said find votes that he needed to win. He failed because of the courageous officials, Democrats, Republicans, who did their duty and upheld the law.
Meanwhile, President Trump made an Arizona rally of his own last night, mostly all about criticizing Biden.
Forcing innocent children to grow up in masks, closing their schools, destroying education, crushing their development, demolishing their futures, locking people into their homes.
This is USA Radio News.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Four people are safe after a hostage takeover situation at a Texas synagogue on Saturday that ended with the alleged captor dead. The FBI has indicated that the suspect had been focused on an issue not directly connected to the Jewish community. But speaking on Fox and Friends Weekend, Orthodox Rabbi Shmuley Biotuk says of the situation,
"Well, first of all, we're so thankful to American law enforcement and the FBI for this miracle in Texas that the rabbi and all the congregants survived. But equally shocked that special agent in charge Matt DeSarno actually said that this is not an issue related to the Jewish community."
The FBI says the suspect was making demands wanting the release of a federal terrorist prisoner being held at a detention facility in that Dallas suburb. Over 70 million people are under winter weather alerts because of severe weather today in the southeast and mid-Atlantic. Even Atlanta could pick up some snow. And this is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
So where do those efforts to restart the Iran nuclear deal stand? White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki speaking recently about the deal and the talks between the U.S. and Iran, and she criticized the Trump administration for having pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal to begin with.
Because of the last administration pulling out of the nuclear agreement, now Iran's program has been rapidly accelerating. Iran directly attacked our partners in the Gulf, and its proxies began attacking U.S. troops again in Iraq, and the United States has become totally isolated internationally.
Meanwhile, the website of Iran's supreme leader recently appeared to show an animation of a robot ordering a drone strike to assassinate former President Trump. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby on Fox News discussing the ongoing threat that he says Iran poses to the United States.
"We take every threat by Iran seriously because we've got troops in the region and they have families at home, and we want to make sure that they can protect themselves and to continue to do their job against groups like ISIS there in Iraq and Syria. So we obviously take the Iranian threat seriously. And again, these kinds of threats that they pose only underscore the importance of making sure that we're vigilant and we're ready."
And a lawsuit filed by a former girlfriend of actor Charlie Sheen's been settled. The suit was filed in 2017 claiming the Two and a Half Men star exposed her to the virus that causes AIDS. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.